Torah isn't education, it's transformation. This is Chai Chinuch with Rabbi G.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back, as we do every Monday between 2 to 3, where we discuss education, we discuss Chinuch, we discuss everything that will help us improve our lives. What do we need to do in order to be the people we want to be, in the world we want to be, influencing our friends, our families, our communities, and even just looking at ourselves and what we need in order to grow and to achieve. Generally, we speak about topics that are for the public, and today we're going to do the same, yet there's a bit of a twist, because we generally know that when we need support, when we need help, we need something, we'll go to the therapist that we were recommended to, we will look at the journey we need to take, and we will discuss what will be our journey to get ourselves on the right track with a professional. But what happens when the professional feels a bit overwhelmed? What happens when the professional himself or herself needs some kind of support in some way? Is that something that is needed? Is that something that's existing? Is that something that has to do with your general needs as a professional or practitioner in anywhere in life? Does it have to do with who you are? Is it relevant that you're Jewish or not Jewish? And many more, I think, is something we need to explore and understand and see what support you need while you are supporting. And what are the things that we can do to explore that? So today, we're going to take a show for the professionals, and we will chat a bit about what we have in for them. And for that, I have today in studio with me Dr. Martin Strauss. Dr. Martin Strauss is a clinical psychologist who is currently the chairperson at SageMap. SageMap is a association that stands for South African Jewish Mental Health and Allies Professionals, that are here to support the professionals and the Jewish professionals, but actually I'm wondering if other professionals that are part of it that are not Jewish, potentially where they are. So I will admit before we go into the discussion that I also have part in this association, just to put it out there with all fairness. However, the chairperson is here with us today. Good afternoon, Dr. Strauss. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Good afternoon, Rabbi. Thank you for having me. And I should make one slight correction. I'm not a clinical psychologist, but an educational psychologist.
Oh, sorry. I didn't
realize that. But the nature of my work is fairly clinical in nature.
Okay. So you are an educational psychologist, yet at the same time, you're also quite a leader, I'd say, in the fields that you've been involved with, including in the field of being an educational psychologist. Before we start our discussion about SageMap, tell us, let's get to know you a bit about your work, your areas of interest, your journey in, as a professional. Who are you, Dr. Martin?
Okay, Strauss? Well, I'm an educational psychologist, as I say. I've been in practice for about 33 years. I have been involved in various professional organizations, founding the Educational Psychology Association of South Africa, and having various roles on that. And in my private practice, I focus on psychotherapy and on forensic assessment in family law matters.
Well,
so that in a nutshell is where I'm
quite
coming from.
Quite hectic, quite busy, and quite emotional stuff. Interesting that as an educational psychologist, doing forensic is obviously has a lot of clinical work involved and understanding. Is it a contradiction, a gap, a support of each other? How do you find that?
Well, I don't find it a contradiction at all, but that's the reason for my involvement in the Educational Psychology Association of South Africa, because we have been very involved in talking about scope of practice issues and in terms of what the different registration categories of psychology mean. And there's certainly what I've come to realize and advocated for is that there's certainly a recognition of the role of educational psychologists in things like psychotherapy and forensic work.
Okay, I get it. So let's go into our today's topic and discussion. SageMap, am I pronouncing it correct?
Well, I think you're one of the first people to pronounce it, and I think one can pronounce it as one wants.
However you want. Okay.
But SageMap sounds right to me. I think it's a nice acronym for what otherwise is a very long name.
Okay, so what is SageMap?
So SageMap is the acronym for the South African Association of Jewish Mental Health and Allied Practitioners. And it's a new organization, so I've always got to remind myself of what the acronym actually stands for. But essentially, our purpose is to serve as a scientific and professional association for Jewish mental health professionals, but not only for mental health professionals, also for allied professionals, and indeed for anybody who wants to support our cause. And one of our other primary purposes is to combat anti-Semitism in mental health and allied professions.
Okay. So is that the main cause, or is there a cause and two causes, meaning to be a professional association and also to fight anti-Semitism?
Well, I think it's specifically to fight anti-Semitism in professional associations, particularly in the mental health field. But we are being called on, and I suspect we might be increasingly called on, to comment on instances of anti-Semitism in other professional associations, such as the medical fraternity.
Is anti-Semitism comments and challenges within professional practices and professional work, is that a reality in South Africa?
Well, I think it would depend on people's individual experiences. I certainly think that in some of the professional associations, there's since October the 7th, there's increasingly been a large degree of anti-Israel rhetoric that many Jewish practitioners feel uncomfortable with and perceive as a form of antagonism and as offensive. And that actually is the rationale for the birth of SAGMAP.
Okay. So when there's anti-Semitism, you know, spoken and displayed in the public domain, is there room or a role for professional associations to comment, to get involved? Just almost one would say, just you're a psychologist, you should be objective, you should be busy with your job and supporting people. There's no reason for you to start getting offended or commenting or getting involved. Where is the role of a professional association in this?
Well, it's quite interesting because there's been a big debate as to whether professional organizations can, in fact, be value-free. And organizations that that engage, for instance, in anti-Israel rhetoric are far from value-free. So we really believe that there is a role for Jewish mental health professionals to have their say, just as people in other organizations have their say. And I do think that there is a role for mental health organizations and other organizations to focus on human rights issues because they might have a specific expertise in terms of recognizing the ill effects that certain social issues have on mental health or even on, I suppose, other forms of functioning. And so I think that the idea that that professional organizations are value-free sounds nice in theory, but in practice, I think that they are not value-free. But what they should aim at is to hear all sides of a story, not to be biased, and I think to present both sides of a coin, which I don't think is always happening. And that's the reason why we founded SAGMAP, because we want to give an alternative narrative to the types of narratives that are becoming quite predominant.
I would ask, can a Jewish association present both sides of the coin?
Well, I don't see why not. Even if we have a particular preference, I think it's quite possible to say that this is what people with a different point of view are presenting, and this is our response to it. But to not present that point of view at all, I don't know whether that is operating with great integrity.
Because you know, one of the things, and I'm going to take you to a different angle, is we live in a world today that sometimes people that are not on the challenge side or suffering side or struggling side don't have the legitimacy to have an opinion about the needs of the people that they want to protect or stand for or say. And one would say that maybe this struggle specifically has nothing to do with this specific group. I mean, we happen to speak about Jews, but it could be any group. And who are you to come and have an opinion about someone else's right and wrong and thoughts and what they should be doing?
Yeah.
So before you answer, we do need to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll dive back into this discussion. For those of you joining now, I'm here with Dr. Martin Strauss, who is the chairperson at SageMap, which is an amazing association that you should be hearing about today.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Rabbi G. We are back. And right before the break, I asked Dr. Martin Strauss, who is my guest here, and is also the chairperson of SageMap, as well as a well-known educational psychologist, leader, writes quite a bit, does a lot in that in the field that he's involved with. And I asked him right before the break, when you have an association that is representative of a group and an idea of people that are not part of the group that support that idea, do you have a say and a legitimate say about what's happening in other groups and commenting about right and wrong? As it's almost become insensitive in certain parts of the world for a man to comment what he thinks is right when it comes to women or for different races or different people. And sitting in such a unique position, where is your world? Where is your area of balance of commenting right and wrong and having an opinion and supporting and staying professional and at the same time keeping your identity?
Well, it's a very difficult question, Rabbi. So, you know, somebody
it's never
once
easy
said,
to come here.
So somebody once said, one cannot have a worldview which is in itself, the idea in itself is a worldview, that you can't have a worldview. But I think what you're really speaking about is respect for the lived experiences of others. And our aim as SageMap is not to abrogate the voice or the narrative of other groups, but really we want to understand empathically what they're saying. That doesn't mean that we don't have a view of our own. You know, I think a multicultural understanding of psychology is that people are all the same in some ways and different in some ways. So I think that there is a meeting of minds that is possible, but there are going to be differences of opinion as well. And we certainly don't seek to represent the voices of people with whom we disagree, but to acknowledge at least what they're saying and to listen to what they're saying and to try and understand what they're saying and to see if we can find common ground. And where we can't find common ground, to assertively express what our differences of opinion might be.
And to see where that comes. So let's take a step back from SageMap, and I want to hear from you as someone who's been in public service. I mean, you were a chairperson in CISA, in one of the committees. You've been writing a lot of articles. You've been very well known and vocal in the professional world throughout South Africa or beyond South Africa. And yet you identify also as a Jewish professional. What does it mean in that world of professionalism to be a Jewish professional?
So, Rabbi, just a small correction again, if you don't mind. I wasn't the chairperson of CISA.
Nice, but
I was
vice chairperson.
I was the vice
in the committee of CISA.
I was the vice chairperson of its Educational Psychology Association.
So and, much more. Okay,
but that's CISA. And then, of course, I was the chairperson of the Educational Psychology Association of South Africa, which sounds similar, but it's actually a different entity.
The reason I mentioned CISA is specifically because it's a public organization. It's run by people that are involved in politics. It's a well-established South African organization, yet you're coming with the title also of being a Jewish psychologist.
Yep. Well, that's exactly is as you say. I'm a psychologist, and I happen to be Jewish, and those are both parts of my identity. So, you know, I think we're all made up of different parts of cultural identities, and I identify strongly as a Jewish person, I identify as a South African, I identify as a psychologist, and I wouldn't want to disavow myself of any of those identities.
Is it different in any way when you have a strong, unique identity while being a professional?
Well, you know, I think that one needs to be careful in a therapeutic setting and when one's delivering services, not to impose one's worldviews on other people. You really are not there to proselytize or to change people's worldviews, but to understand where they're coming from and to be sensitive, to be culturally sensitive. But outside of my profession, I live somewhere, and that is within the Jewish community in South Africa. And I don't think that those roles are disparate. I think that if one takes the best of good values from different value systems, from different codes of ethics and so on, those aren't mutually incompatible. And I would hope that it's a focus on ethical values that determines the way that I and my colleagues operate.
Okay. So when we look at a Jewish psychologist or any therapist, what are the needs that a therapist would need from an association to support him?
Well, if I can speak about SAGMAP in particular, I do have some experience with other organizations, but the organizations I've been involved in have really come about because there's been a need to advocate for the rights of professionals. So in terms of educational psychology, that association, there were scope of practice issues that are still going on, and there was a need for a professional organization to advocate for educational psychologists. In terms of SAGMAP, what happened, as you are well aware, is that a number of Jewish mental health professionals were quite dissatisfied, in fact appalled, at what they saw to be social media being put out on the website of the Psychological Society of South Africa. And a small group got together and started to speak about what we can do about this. And that resulted in, eventually, after many meetings, in a larger group of 60 mental health professionals writing and signing a letter to PSYSA, the Psychological Society of South Africa, asking them to stop their biased rhetoric against Israel. But there was it was potentially quite a cumbersome process to get 60 people together each time one needed to respond to an issue. And so we realized that there was a need to form a formal association with a committee that could be mandated to speak on these things, obviously to always check out with our membership that we're on track and so on. But I think that people have found comfort in the finding, and it's a recent finding of SAGMAP. I think that they feel that it's an association that gives them a voice and offers support to them when they are feeling under siege. But we're speaking about a specific experience of dissatisfaction with other professional associations.
So when we look at other associations, and obviously that dissatisfaction will leads to open up a new association, yet there are areas that potentially were never addressed when it comes to mental health professionals. And I'm wondering, would SAGMAP step into that area? For example, if we talk about other associations, one of the things that we know associations do a lot is look after the people in the association's financial needs, and the same thing is their safety needs. Because we know that the minors, the danger is if they don't have safety equipment, and the association will make sure that they get safety equipment and that they are not pushed into places that will endanger them physically. The same thing we'll see with other professions, like in other countries, sometimes medical doctors who in hospitals, I know from other countries, that felt that they were attacked by family members that weren't happy with the results, and the associations put security measures in place to make sure they're physically safe. And many other organizations, truck drivers, that they cannot drive for that many hours because it's safe, it compromised their safety. My question is, when we look at mental health professionals, what is it that is compromising their safety? And is SageMap going to look at that as presenting the professionals? For example, I've personally met mental health professionals that dealing with someone who went through major issues got their own secondary trauma, which affected them, put them under the distress, and compromised their personal health. Is that something that is looked at as an association?
So, you know, Rabbi, the truth is that SageMap signed its constitution and elected a committee 8 days ago.
And 8 days. We have a whole Hanukkah in 8 days. We can do a lot in 8 days.
That's right. So the truth is, I suppose, that the direction in which SageMap will go will be determined by the needs of our members as we go along. But in terms of specific safety concerns for psychologists and support, you'll probably be aware that there's an age-old tradition of psychologists going for supervision on difficult cases, reaching out to colleagues and so on. And it's not really a role that we have discussed at this point in time. In terms of people feeling unsafe, specifically as Jewish mental health professionals, and I think that we've got excellent community support for the Jewish community in general in terms of security needs. So it's not an issue that has come up at this point in time, but if it does come up, it's certainly something that we will look at.
Because maybe this sounds ridiculous and very out of reality of what's happening, but to me, if it's obvious that an association can make a company pay for safety equipment for their workers, and the company in association can make sure that you have whatever you need to support yourself, then if a therapist needs supervision to keep themselves safe, then it should be part of the service, meaning if medical aid pays for the client, they should potentially pay for the supervision, or they should pay for the time of the supervisor and time of the person if that's a safety measure needed. I don't know how many people I'm upsetting right now as we speak.
I think you're exciting a lot of people. I think there are a lot of practitioners jumping up and dying, say, yes, 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 let the medical schemes pay for my safety and my security. Funnily enough, during COVID, the medical schemes did pay for protective wear for people. But short of that, I think that, you know, if a person's in a private practice, they pay for their own supervision, they pay for their own safety and security and things like that. I suppose if they work for an association, there might be people, then they benefit from the provisions of that broader broader company or practice that they're working for. But I don't know that there's a tradition of medical schemes paying for the protection of practitioners.
But as I say,
who knows? Somehow. You might be onto something over here, and hopefully some medical scheme is listening and might might come to our assistance.
Saying, yay, we'd love to pay for that. Okay.
So as they tend to want to do.
Yeah, correct. So going back into SageMap, right? SageMap seems to be something that came out of a need of professionals that are well established in the community, have done work for many years. You personally have been doing this work for 33 years. And when the need arose just last year, then SageMap came and became, you know, the voice for therapists, for Jewish therapists and allies and people that believe in the cause. That's, in a way, a reactive behavior. What are the measures that we need potentially to take as professionals and as community members and as a Jewish community, as South African community, to be more proactive in supporting ourselves, our needs, and each other in the community?
Well, it's quite interesting you say that, Rabbi, because you know, at our first meeting, we started speaking about projects that we would take on. And obviously, we've got to start with the very basics of designing a logo, forming a committee, opening a bank account, and using the money that we get into that bank account for opening up a website and things like that. And then people said, well, what other projects? And I said, you know, we don't necessarily have to choose a project right now, because the fight will come to us. And the truth is that that happened sooner than I thought. So recently, again, the Psychological Society of South Africa posted it on its website, posts speaking about the anniversary of genocide in Gaza and the deliberate targeting and murder of vulnerable populations, especially children, as a violation of human dignity. And I only was alerted to that an hour ago or so, and it's made me realize that what we've got to start doing is assertively put out our point of view and take issues with organizations that might be presenting misinformation or malinformation and start to actually speak about those narratives and finding our own voice as proud Jewish mental health professionals. And I think that that is going to be a key focus of SAGMAP as we move forward, is starting to look at the types of statements, even the types of academic literature that are starting to find its way into mainstream journal articles, and to start publishing and disseminating information that doesn't allow people to take that for granted. And I think that's part of the huge groundswell of social media and all around narratives that have taken root. And I really think that the Jewish community has to stand up proudly and put forward their point of view.
How far do we go with this? Because, you know, there's a double sword here. When the government can come, first of all, government is, I don't know, within the scope of work or not, to criticize or to comment or to say, I have no idea. But even more so, when they go and they say, okay, we have 95 million rands to pay for something that is in a different country and something that we are standing for strong, they're also making a decision to not invest in better schooling or better education with that same money. They're also making a decision to not put more police. The other day we heard that the police saying that it was a week or two ago already that they cannot fight rape in town or in other different places because there's not enough policemen. I'm guessing just from knowing the rates of policemen, happens to be a South African, so we know that. For 95 million rands, you could probably get quite a few policemen on the block to prevent crimes and damages. Is there room or a voice for a psychology association to come and say, this is wrong because our priorities are investing in a different place, which is we can agree or disagree or discuss, but we cannot forget that it's not that there's endless funds and it's only a discussion about there. It's also a discussion about what is not being done and what is not being invested. So how far would SAGMAP go or look at?
Well, Rabbi, I think that's going to be very much determined by our membership and by our emerging policies. We're not a political party. However, if we believe that, I suppose thinking about it now, if we believe that something is having a detrimental effect on the mental well-being of South Africans, or if we believe that there is a political slant in professional organizations, we might well decide to take a stand on that. But I think that will have to emerge as the committee finds its feet.
And finds a place. But there isn't something that you're saying today is or isn't part of the scope of what we do.
Well, I think, you know, as our name says, we are an association of mental health and allied practitioners, and that's where our main focus is going to be. How far we broaden our understanding of our mission, I suppose, has not really been determined.
So we do need to take another break. But when we talk about the break, let's talk about how far do we go and what is, from an ethical point of view, obviously, yes, you represent the members, but maybe we could talk about your personal opinion and see where we go with that, as I do think you're very insightful. So a short break, and we will be right back.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
101.9 FM, by G. We are back, and I'm here in a very fascinating discussion. I'm here with Dr. Martin Strauss, who is the chairperson of SageMap, which is a South African Jewish Mental Health and Allies Association. I know I didn't say it in the right order, but the concept is clear. And we're speaking about the role of a psychological association. Very interestingly, it seems to be that different to other associations that potentially need a focus on their work and their job and what they do, when we look at psychological associations, they have a say. They have a say, and they need to take place, because if they are there to make the world a better place from an emotional safety point of view, then when they see something that is wrong, they have to stand up and talk. Yet, we're having a lot of discussions about what's happening overseas. And, you know, this is a time that half my listeners are with little kids in the car, so I'm going to be very gentle about this. But I was speaking the other day with a professional who is an African female, young, very talented lady, and she told me she grew up in a certain township, not going to mention anything, and her mom and all the other moms on the block went to work as domestic workers, different places. And every one of her friends, including her, were left home for hours while mom and dad were at work, if there was dad in the area. And she reckons that every one of them was assaulted. Now, when we live in that, now maybe she's wrong, and maybe it's not 100% that of the young girls that were physically assaulted, maybe it was just 95% or 90 or 80%. We know that sexual abuse is a huge cause of chaos in society, pain, mental illness, challenges. It's the worst thing that could happen. Are we allowed as professionals to keep silent when we know things are happening in our area?
Well, you know, Rabbi, I think that there's a precedent for that. As much as I am critical of SAIS's pronouncements around Israel, they also are quite a community-minded association, and right at the moment, I think it is, they have a week, or I don't know what it is, but they've got some sort of event focused on gender-based violence. Which is testament to the fact that professional associations do become involved in speaking about mental health issues out in the community. And the entire community psychology movement is one that's designed to focus on the needs of communities and the mental well-being and community upliftment and empowerment. So it's not a well-developed branch of SageMap at this point in time, which, as I say, is 8 days old. But it's not. But it's as you heard. But it's not. It's not out of the bounds of possibility that SageMap might become involved in various community projects. You know,
It's something that needs to be addressed, because I want to challenge what you say, and God forbid, I'm not in any way taking away credit when credit deserves. I was speaking to a psychiatrist in Soweto, and she is very talented, does a lot of work around mental health. And she was speaking to me about her frustrations regarding, you know, mental health awareness in the community and, you know, lack of funds to deal with it and a lot of challenges that are arising. And I asked her exactly that. I said, but, you know, we see these campaigns about gender-based violence, and we see these campaigns about monthly or weekly awareness for mental health and autism and all these things that are proper good discussions. I said, what are you doing in your community for that week of awareness? And there was a bit of a sad laugh over there, saying, it's great, yes, it's happening in her words, she said, it's happening by you in Sandton, but it's not really where I am, but different point. It's happening there. It's not really happening by us. And we need to say, to ask ourselves, are we not looking for the coin? I don't know if you use it in South Africa, the kind of looking for the coin under the light.
I don't know the
term. So there's an analogy in Israel of saying that there was a person who lost a coin and he couldn't, it was dark. So he went to where the light pole was in the street and started looking for it. And his friend said, why are you looking for it here? He said, because there's light here, there isn't over there. I guess it wouldn't work in South Africa, but hopefully it will one day that there is that. So we're kind of looking where it's comfortable, not necessarily where it's lost.
Yeah. Look, I think what you're touching on is the allocation of resources, and there's a huge lack of resources for mental health in our country. That unfortunately is the sad reality, is that there's a huge dearth of support for people in need of mental health assistance and even social welfare assistance.
Correct.
And so I think that there is a role for organizations to stand up and say, you know, are we necessarily meeting the mental health needs of a broader community when we are focused on one-on-one psychotherapy in privileged communities? And that's a huge debate that has dominated intellectual psychology in South Africa, and it's definitely a debate worth having.
Okay, so maybe we definitely can at a different time. I just want to go back in the time that's left to the article that you said that Zasa put out today. What is it that you as a professional association would say, listen, you're out of line, you're offending a lot of people, you're hurting people, it's incorrect. What are the steps that need to be reacted to?
Well, before the founding of SAGMAP, a number of psychologists, as I say, very prominent psychologists or mental health practitioners, 60 to be exact, penned a letter to SASA saying that we objected to their biased perspectives. We found it not aligned with our own sense of ethics, and we found it unprofessional, and we asked for a meeting with them. And we got back a fairly courteous letter saying that they understood. They also answered our objection because we said that at times they present themselves as the representative association of psychology in society, and they acknowledged that they are one of many. And they said that they are open to dialogue. But when we kept pushing for a meeting to meet with them, that meeting was never forthcoming. And the rhetoric continued.
They were busy.
I suppose they were busy. You can give them the benefit of the doubt. But then on the 7th of October, I don't know that it was today, we noticed it today, SAISA marked the first anniversary of what they called the ongoing genocide in Gaza, and they spoke about the deliberate targeting and murder of vulnerable populations. And I think now it's really time for the SAGMAP committee at our next meeting. The first meeting was really about setting up the structures, but it's time for us to sit down and to brainstorm what we're going to do about this. How are we going to tackle this? Are we going to ask for another meeting with them? Which I think is always a good idea. And how else are we going to respond to it? Are we going to start publishing academic research? Are we going to become active on social media, which has advantages, but it also runs the risk of evoking a social media firestorm? So we really have to think very strategically about what we're going to do and how we're going to go about it.
100%, and maybe even look at calling out the concept of speaking about that, but yet seems to be that there hasn't been yet a comment about Syria and about what's going on over there, that you know, we're looking at a revolution after 620,000, at least from what I saw, casualties. It's quite something to look at and to react to that. We do need to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll start heading towards the end of the hour.
Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
101.9 Chai FM, Chai Chinuch, Tharabaiji. We are back, and right before we end the hour, there's two questions I still need to ask you. I'm here with Dr. Martin Strauss, who's the chairperson of SAGMAP, as well as a known in the educational psychology industry, as a professional, as a leader, etc. The first question I have is, Sejrat sounds like an amazing concept. What about people that are not mental health, but are practitioners that are struggling? What about somebody who feels connected to the idea, but is not Jewish, per se? Who are the members? Who can be a member? Is it open to the wider public? Is it a closed group? What, practically?
Well, at the moment, main membership is made up of psychologists and mental health practitioners, but there are also those people who are not. And the truth is that SAGMAP is open to anybody who supports our constitution and our aims and purposes. So it's open to mental health professionals, non-mental health professionals, South Africans, non-South Africans, Jewish members, non-Jewish members. We are a very inclusive, embracing organization.
So all humans that supports the idea are welcome.
All humans, and we'll have to think about non-humans too.
They probably don't support us.
Probably not.
Okay. Last question. We have 30 seconds to answer this one, and we got to wrap up. What do you wish and hope to see as SAGMAP's future and the impact it has in the community?
I'd really like to see SAGMAP having an impact where mental health professionals and Jewish mental health professionals feel that they get support, feel that they can get good input, perhaps even some education on key issues relating to Jewish contributions to mental health. But certainly there's also a need to engage in discussion with organizations that have a different viewpoint to ours, and to see where we can find common ground and where we can't find common ground, at least to agree on fighting fair according to the rules of our profession.
Amazing. Couldn't agree more, and couldn't expect anything else from a psychologist, and let's be fair and talk. But amazing. And seriously, it's extremely inspiring watching what you've done in SAGMAP and making this whole thing happen and making the movement and being such a leader in the community. I think it's really, really needed. And the concept of, you know, thinking outside the box and saying, okay, we are reactive, but we will be proactive and we will be looking at everything is a big blessing. And as you said, let's talk, let's hear, let's listen, let's communicate, and let's create a better world that we want to be in. Thank you for what you're doing. There's not much more I can say to that. So thank you, Dr. Martin Strauss, for being with us today. I think it's a very important concept, and I have a feeling that as time comes, we'll hear more, we'll discuss more, and hopefully on this show, we'll even have more to come with this. So thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you for having me and for your thought-provoking questions.
Thank you. Thank you, Craig, for managing the show perfectly. Thank you, Sana, for organizing the interview and putting this together. And thank you to our listeners who are with us week after week. You know, this Shabbos, I met someone for the first time, a doctor from someplace, and he told me, I know your voice. Oh, I listen to you. And it's actually nice hearing that. So just saying, if you bump into me, just say hi. We could always chat in here, and I'd love to hear what other topics we can put on the show. So really appreciate it. And listeners, thank you for being here week after week, Monday 2 to 3. And we will be back next week, Monday 2 to 3, with a new topic. In the meantime, stay safe and look after yourself.